Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened and quite handsome king, Chris. Say what's up to the family.
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Tu es très jolie aujourd'hui. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? La bouche est très beau.
You're so silly. Yes, family. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight we got a good show lined up for you. Every show is a good show. But tonight's show is going to be really special. Tonight we're going to be going in on constructing an altar.
Oh, yes.
And this has been a popular request. We get a lot of questions, people asking about how to set up their altar, what to expect from their altar, what's taboo, what do you do, what don't you do, all kind of, you know, things about the altar. So we're putting it out there. We're going to expose it. We're going to let everybody know what the deal is and what we do in our home with our mini altars, because we got a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, all the very day of the week. Friday on, Tuesday on, Wednesday on, leap year on. Yeah, all the leap year.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nah.
That's another question. How many altars should you have? So we'll go in on that a little later. Before we go in on the show, we're going to do like we always do on every show, because that's what we do. We talk about us. We talk about current events. We talk about whatever we want to talk about, because that's what we do. So, what do you want to talk about, Chris?
I want to talk about the weekend. What we did on the weekend.
We didn't really do well. You did some stuff.
I was busy.
You were busy.
You know, I got my YouTube channel out, Support the God, Z-T-H-E-E, Enlightened Journey on YouTube. And I've just been quirking out videos left and right. It's easy to make a video. It's the editing part that takes a lot of time.
Good videos, too.
Great videos, legendary videos to help the brother out. Man, it's out here. I'm just out here winning, family. I'm out here winning.
You are winning. You've been doing some really great videos. I know one of the videos that you did was talking about altars, too. So,
yeah.
Right on time.
Right on time.
And let's see. You did some paintballing this weekend, too, didn't you?
I did. Well, I was going to do paintballing. I was paid for me and my little cousin to go. When I get there, his little cousin was there. So it was too late for me to get the other ticket, so I just let the little guy take my ticket, and I just took my two little cousins paintballing. They had a ball. They had a ball shooting up people, screaming, getting dirty, and I had a ball because I didn't get dirty. I have the uncanny ability to live vicariously through other people's actions. You can have fun, and I can have fun just by watching. You know?
Yeah.
I was doing some solar work while they was out there shooting. You know?
I was doing yoga this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The downward dog, huh?
I did sun salutations.
One of my
favorites. I did downward dog. Shut
one
up.
Of my favorites.
Stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
You know how you looking at me.
One of my favorites.
That bunny look in your eye.
Bunnies, huh?
Yeah, they do.
And they're master procreators too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They are. They're master procreators.
No wonder you're the year of the bunny.
Hey.
So we were gonna do this show. How long ago was it? It was, what, a couple months ago? A
couple months ago.
We were going to do this show a couple months ago, and we had some technical issues, so we put it off. And then the Masters, Mitchell Gibson and Kathy Gibson,
yeah,
on their show, Live with Mitch and Kathy, they ended up doing an alter show, like, right after we did. So we were like, no, we can't follow the Masters.
Yeah, yeah.
So we let it die down.
Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Not this time of juncture.
And now we're back. So now we're here. We're ready to do it. We're going to go in. Did you have anything else you want to talk about?
What else I do this weekend? Just been busy. Doing resumes, doing just numerology readings. Just been busy. Just been productive.
Yeah, we were both doing readings this weekend. Yeah.
We out here getting it, family.
Yeah.
You want to read? Check out the website, theenlightenedjourney.com.
Mine is IamDivineQueen.com.
If you don't want anything, go to the page that said just donate. I feel like donating.
I don't want anything, but I'll give you money.
And we accept everything. Anything over 100 cents. Some people are like, I accept change. I don't. 100 cent me, please. I take thousands, 10,000 cents too. I take it all. Above 100.
Anyway, you're so goofy. Oh, I know what else I wanted to say. Our daughter went to Chicago over the weekend, and she brought back this amazing popcorn. If you're in Chicago or going to Chicago or will be in Chicago, you need to check out Garrett's Popcorn. That popcorn is amazing. She know I'm trying to do right.
Yeah.
I got to get into this dress for Carnegie Hall. She bring that popcorn up in here. But it's all good.
Yeah.
I'm up to
you. Well, I eat popcorn before 7 o'clock, and after 7, I don't. That's the goal.
All right, so I'm done. I don't have anything else I want to offer. I'm ready to go in.
Let's go in.
All right. So, constructing an altar. This is a big issue for people because mainly when you're first starting out on your spiritual path, one of the first things that you do is that you put up an altar. Now, I remember when we first put up our altar. I had this little round table, little glass top table, and I had a candle, a glass of water, and I don't even think I had a picture. I think I had my grandmother's obituary because I didn't have any pictures at the time. And you had an altar. You had a small altar, too.
I had a headless chicken, a vial of my own blood. I had a small makeshift altar. I had always kept some grapes on there. It was something about 5 grapes that just really did it for me. I'm like, I'm tapped in. I had my father's picture, my grandmother's pictures, my great aunt pictures. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I remember yours was growing so much. You had
like
on that little table.
He's hanging on like cliffhanger. It was the rest of the lawn was hanging on. Man, it was just like that.
Yes. But the thing about altars is that as you start out, you will start out small. You have a small table or a bookshelf or something like that. You may not have a lot of pictures. You may not have a lot of items to add to the altar. But as you evolve, your altar evolves.
It's like your altar is a physical representation of your spirituality.
Exactly.
So in the beginning, you're a beginner and your altar is small. But as you grow spiritually, your altar tends to grow spiritually as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And soon your altar will consume everything. Like the vines has consumed one whole, almost one whole room. Yeah.
So, interesting story about my altar. So, like I stated earlier, when I first started out, I didn't have any pictures. I didn't have a lot of information about my family or anything like that, because my family was just kind of tight-lipped about, you know, our history for some reason. Not sure why. But anyway, I remember going to my altar. I felt bad because I saw my husband's altar and he had all these ancestors hanging on for dear life.
Altar's on fleek. Leave the altar alone.
I seen other people's altars and they all had pictures and items and deities and everything on them. And in the beginning, I didn't know which deities I wanted to connect with or which deities I should connect with.
So she got them all.
No. And I didn't have any pictures of my ancestors. So I remember I was at my altar one night and I had a really deep, deep conversation with the creator. And I asked the creator and I asked my grandmother to provide my ancestors to me, provide some kind of information to me, let me know about my family. I wanted to build my altar up and I wanted to look after my ancestors and take care of them. And almost immediately, my altar grew. Not only did I start having connections with different deities, but family members reached out to me and all of a sudden had all these old pictures. And I mean, pictures from like the 1800s, pictures that don't even look like they were taken with cameras, like they were drawn or something.
Your altar went from Amber Rose to Rapunzel. I want to give the people a visual. Amber Rose to Rapunzel.
Let down your hair. You're so silly.
Sorry about that, babe. Continue.
I'm over here about to lose it. But it did, you know. So I got all these pictures, and now I have like 60-something pictures on my altar.
Don't be modest.
It is. I counted. It was about 60 pictures. And they were just coming.
Rapunzel.
They were just coming out of the woodworks everywhere.
She has a four-tier altar filled with pictures, family. Four-tier, not one, two, three, but four. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, though.
I'm in awe when I look at her altar. I'll go over just look at her family members like, hey, family members. Hey, you trumped my little 20 pictures.
All right. So, Chris, you want to go in a little deeper about why is it important to have an altar?
Well, I believe the altar is a cheat code to our reality.
Mm-hmm.
There are rules that we have to follow. And when you're playing a video game, there are certain rules you have to follow until you get cheat codes. And you're still playing the game, but you're playing with extra spunk.
Mm-hmm.
You have unlimited men, extra money. You can do more with your reality when you have an altar. So when things aren't going your way, when you need a little extra oomph, that's when you go to your altar, and they're there for you. Unlike a video game where you have to play the video game and that you have to have a joystick and play, when you cut the game off, your cheat codes aren't any good. With the altar, your cheat codes follow you wherever you go,
mm-hmm.
and they work for you. You don't have to say, hey, cheat code, use this cheat code. They just set you up for success in all your dealings. You begin to win. You go out to eat. You find if there's no parking spots. Oh, as soon as you get there, one opens up. You're short a dollar. Oh, right there at my feet, there's a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever you need, your altar will be there for you. And it's really strange that people refuse to try it. But I've known some people, but I've never known anyone to erect an altar and tear it down. And the few that I've known that done it, their life went in shambles,
mm-hmm.
and they ended up putting it back up again,
mm-hmm.
you know? And one thing I want people to know is in the beginning, you're going to be like, ooh, if you've got that Christian foundation, you're going to be like, ooh, this is kind of spooky. It's dark. I'm burning money. But after a while, it'll be like you're brushing your teeth. It will be something that you need to do. And when you don't do it, you'll feel orally funky.
I'm glad you brought up the religious aspect of it, because a lot of times people have altars in their homes and don't realize it.
Don't even know it.
You may have come into, you know, a grandparent's home or a relative's home, and they have a mantle or a shelf or something like that, and they have pictures of their ancestors.
Or a wall of pictures.
Or a wall of pictures.
Yeah.
They may light candles over there by it. They may leave their Bible by it.
Mm-hmm.
They may, you know, have different little trinkets or something like that that maybe that person used to have, or something that remind them of that person,
mm-hmm.
up on that space. And, you know, and when we first got our altar, I started realizing, like, wait a minute, my grandmother had an altar.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't even realize it. I wondered if she knew it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when you go into the religious aspect of it, altars are in churches.
Yeah, they are.
You go up to the altar and you give an offering, you kneel down, you take, you know, you say a prayer or whatnot. The pastor is sitting up on the altar. You know, it's not quite the same. You know, but altars have been an important part of our existence from the beginning of time.
Yeah, it's our culture.
It's, you know, something that, you know, the ancients done from as early as anyone has, you know, any record of it.
The Western world still does it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Hindus, Westerners, they all, the Chinese,
mm-hmm.
the Japanese, everybody
yeah.
have altars up. I was first introduced to altars in Kung Fu movies. Master, even though you're dead, Master, give me power, Master. And they used to give them power. They go back and beat the head dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Lit the incense.
And the
an
answer,
offering.
So answer their prayer.
Use your chi. He be talking to him. And he's still picturing up around his shoulder. Okay, Master, I hear ya. And they go kick the butt of the adversary. You know what I mean? It's just a shame that a lot of our culture that works has been told and has been given back to us, stating that it's bad and evil,
mm-hmm.
to keep us away from our power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people don't see it like that, unfortunately. But hey, I'm winning.
Mm-hmm.
I've been winning. I've been on a nonstop winning streak for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be on a nonstop winning streak, erect an altar.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to see what winners do. And, you know, some people who win don't share their wins. I'm a sharer. I want everyone to win. I don't care about your race, your creed, your culture.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that water over there is dirty. Come get with this clean stuff. You know what I mean? I like to switch it. Mm, it's delicious.
I had this feeling you were about to do something silly.
I'm just being real. I like to swish water in my mouth when it's fresh.
So let's go in a little bit about, how do you set up an altar? How do you program an altar?
Mm.
So I remember we went to a workshop,
mm-hmm.
when we first found out about altars. And shout out to Sweet Sister Splash. She went to this local
cultural arts center
that we have here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And they offered a class on how to set up an altar. And I was shocked because it was my first time really hearing about an altar like
yeah.
that on that level.
Yeah.
And we found out, you know, after putting up our altar and everything, how quickly you get a response back.
Yeah.
So some things to set up an altar. My preference, a lot of people have different preferences. And let me just state that from the get-go. This is just our idea of how an altar should be set up, or how an altar works for you. Many other people are going to have different ideas. They're going to have different objections. They're going to disagree. And that's fine. What works for you is what works for you. This is our opinion and how we've been winning with it.
Mm-hmm.
So first on the list, I would say you want something that's made out of natural wood.
Mm-hmm. Wood's an element.
Mm-hmm.
It's alive. And it's a conductor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to, of course, have some ancestor pictures.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not have pictures, you want to tell them what you did?
I wrote down all my ancestors' names. After I erected my altar, one of my aunts called me out the blue. She had never called me, and she hasn't called me since. She called me and said, Chris, I got all your ancestors dating back to the early 1800s. You want to come over and get their names? I'm like, sure. I'm like, why is she calling me about name? She's never called me. Mm-hmm. So I go over there. Sure enough, she has this old Bible from the 1800s wrapped in thick cowhide. And it looked like something out of the movie Warlock. I was like, man, I never seen leather so thick. I know your name.
That's an old movie.
Old movie, but so in the book, I just wrote down all my ancestors' names and took it home, and it's on my altar today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get their first and last name, and their death date would be better.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know their death date, their names will do.
Mm-hmm.
Their names will do.
I think another important thing to have on your altar is a candle.
Mm.
And the reason why the candle is so important is because it's pretty much a light switch.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go in a little bit about the candle?
Sure. Candles is one of those elements that when you light the candle, it transcends dimensions. And on every dimension, that candle can be seen. And when you come home and go to your altar and light that candle, your ancestors know that you're going to be there. Mm-hmm. And it's time to get their gifts or whatever. Your energy, mm-hmm. your prayers, your food, the energy from the food, the energy from the water, and the energy from the money that you send them.
And the heat.
And the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know that once you transcend to the other side, resources are very scarce.
Mm-hmm.
They need things like heat, food, definitely water. Some of your ancestors are in hell right now. They don't know we don't know the last time they had a drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give them that water, they're like, wow, my throat was really parched. You think it's hot in Zimbabwe? Come to hell. Zimbabwe ain't got nothing on hell.
Yeah,
sorry about the ancestors in hell. We're still on earth.
So another important thing I feel like should be on every altar is, well, before I go to that, you also want to have water.
Yes.
You want to make sure that you're giving your ancestors fresh water every day.
Yeah, not out the toilet.
No.
Preferably not tap. If it's tap, please boil it.
And bless it.
And bless it. All you need is some miracle prayers over it.
Mm-hmm.
If you really
If you don't know the miracle prayer, say your own blessing.
Say your own blessing.
But you should learn the miracle prayer.
Miracle prayer works best. Yeah.
And you also want to give an offering in the form of food.
Right.
Food is extremely important. Mm-hmm. You want to go in on why food is so important?
Yeah, the reason why food is so important is the energy from the food is what the ancestors get. You're not going to go over and put a piece of chicken down and you wake up, it's going to have grandma's false teeth in there. It doesn't work like that, family. But your grandma may take the energy from the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain foods vibrate higher than others, or certain foods have more energy than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have a vegan aunt that passed away, but if you put a steak on there, she loves the energy from that steak.
That's a good point, because for me, I don't eat meat. So you want to give off your own plate. That's the best thing to do. Give off your plate, something that you are also eating. Or if you don't have time and you're running out, you can pick them up something to eat and make them something special for themselves. Sometimes the ancestors will contact you and let you know they have special requests. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, you may have a vegan aunt and she just wants some steak.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people who don't eat meat, who are vegans and vegetarians, I just want to let you know that it's important to give meat, even mm-hmm. if you don't eat it. Not all the time, but you want to at least give them some meat every once in a while because there's so much energy within meat.
Right. You don't want to be eating filet mignon and you're giving your ancestors four Ritz crackers.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Come on, family.
That's not right.
And the ancestors.
And they don't need much.
They don't need much, and they know what you have to give. Mm-hmm. Now, all you got is some Ritz. Give them some Ritz.
Oh, that's different. Yeah.
You know, it's been cold days, or we've been snowed in. It was like, you know, we ain't got nothing but these nuts up in here. I'm going to give some nuts and cereal tonight, ancestors. Bless you. Bless you.
Yeah, it gets cold in some.
Yeah, it gets like that sometimes. Get some of this Cheerios.
We're almost 30 minutes in, so let me just remind you, so silly. Let me remind the family that if you have any questions or concerns, you want to just tap in and say what's up, you can give us a call at 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, just hit number one and we'll bring you on through.
If you have an altar, we want to hear from you. Talk about your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
What do you put on there? Do you use Cheerios too? We want to hear it. I want to hear it. Don't be scared.
So one of the most important, well, not important, one of the biggest questions that we get is, what do you do with the food?
Mm.
People want to know, can I eat the food?
Mm.
Do you throw the food away? You know, how long do I let it sit over there? So us personally, we don't eat the food.
I rub it on my body.
Shut up. You want to make sure that you have food and water on there, and it shouldn't be on the altar any longer than 24 hours. Anything longer than 24 hours is just...
Unless you're going on vacation or something.
Well, even if you're going on vacation, you still shouldn't have fresh food on the altar. You want to do, like, staple foods, which we're going to go into in a little bit. But we leave the food on there for 24 hours, no longer than 24 hours, and then you throw it away.
You don't want the food to mold on your altar.
No.
So, by you know, I don't want people going to their altar. And let's say they go over to their man's house and they're over there for 2 days or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, if you're over there, don't feel like, oh, I left the food. I got to go, honey. No, handle your business there. As long as the food doesn't spoil, you're good. I'm just being real. Because we got people asking some strange questions. And the thing is like this, family. Like Divine Queen said earlier. It's your altar. You can program it and do whatever you want to do because it's your spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
These are just the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to put a peanut butter jelly sandwich over there 5 days a week, that's cool if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
But you get out of your altar what you put into it.
Exactly.
If you're putting steak, potatoes, and peas and beans over there 7 days a week, when you want something, I'm pretty sure the turnaround will be much quicker.
It sure will.
If you're putting peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on there, when you ask for something, you're going to get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich result.
Especially if you're eating steak.
Especially if you're eating steak.
So
unless you use Jiffy. I'm just joking.
So some people I've heard want to eat the food.
Yeah, some people do.
Nothing wrong with that.
I've tasted it before.
I don't. Yeah. But, you know, to each his own.
I put an apple over there for 9 months, and I bit into it. Master did it. I was like, well, I want to see what it tastes like. And the outside was a little, not petrified, but it was still juicy inside.
Mm.
Normally, an apple after 3 weeks, you got to throw them things out. It's all dented. But that's how you can test your power of your altar,
mm-hmm.
by putting a piece of food on there and letting it sit for months. Put a piece of food on altar and leave a bag off of your altar, away from your altar. Watch that sucker rot. You go to your altar, it's going to look pristine and juicy.
I had the same experience with fruit and also with flowers.
Mm.
I remember I had some flowers and I took half of the bunch out and I put them on my altar. And I had them on different shelves, and then I took the other half, and I put them near sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
My altar is near sunlight, too, but I put the other batch of flowers near sunlight, and the flowers that were away from the altar died in, like, a week.
Yeah.
And the ones that were on the altar lasted for, like, 2 months.
2 months. They were sort of petrified, almost. It was as if they were frozen in time.
Yeah. They weren't, like, to the point where they crackled and crumbled or anything, they were still soft. It was weird. So, back on the food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Since I brought up flowers, let's talk about that. I think you should have something, some kind of living thing on your altar.
Yeah.
And this is just my preference,
yeah.
Our preference.
Mm-hmm.
So we put plants or flowers, things of that nature on your altar. I think that's also good because just because it's an altar for your ancestors who are no longer among the living in this form of living doesn't mean that you can't put some kind of living element on your altar.
You know me, what I did, I have a plant on my altar. And I have this being on my altar that resembles me, and his head is hollow. He's about 14 to 15 inches tall. And I cut like maybe about 8 to 12 inches of my hair, and I put a bundle of my hair inside of his crown. And it represents my connection with my altar. I realized that my locks are like antenna to the ether, and I wanted to have some antenna in my altar too. Again, that's just something I did. No one said do it. It was just something I did outside of the box that I felt that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I go to a mound, I offer up some of my hair to the mound to establish a connection with the mound. It's just something I do,
mm-hmm.
you know? That's what I'm saying, family. I want you guys to be creative. Be innovative with your altar. Have fun with your altar. Make it yours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want your experience with your altar to be like a biblical rules type thing.
Yeah.
Spirituality.
And I think that's what people, they kind of get caught up in that. It's like, oh, you can't do this. You can do that. And you're not really getting the benefit of having an altar up when you do that kind of stuff.
That's real.
So with the food, so we talked about fresh food offerings. We kind of tapped on a little bit about staple foods.
Mm-hmm.
So staple foods would be fruits. We do the summer sausage loaf. What else? Vegetables,
potatoes, squash.
You can have
coconut.
My grandmother liked peppermint candy, so I leave peppermint candies on my altar.
I have peppermint candy on mine.
We have nuts. Sometimes we do little candies and just, you know, like a little candy dish or something like that. Mm-hmm. We do different things. We put things on there that our ancestors used to like or, you know, would enjoy or we remember them having. So
mm-hmm.
that's always a good thing to do. And that's important for those times where you are going to be away from your altar for days.
Right.
If you're going to be out of town and you can't tend to your altar. People feel so guilty when they can't tend to their altar on a daily basis. Don't feel guilty about it. The ancestors know you have a life. You have to go out of town. You have to travel. You have to have vacations. You have to work.
You can't have your ancestors. They know when you're being lazy. They know when you're being lazy. They like, look at her. She ain't would have eaten and know we hungry.
Right.
Baby, where's our water, baby? Some water, baby. You can't get no water. Give us some water.
That's a good thing we don't have video.
Yeah, it ain't just a voice. I turned to an old lady.
Yes, you did.
Like,
you put a hunch in your back.
I put my face like I got glasses on, baby. Where's some water? Hey, look. You already shake their head like.
Only you, Chris Lighten. Only you can find a way to make talking about ancestors comical.
But you know, I had that same issue. I was like, man, Ali, bro, I ain't been to Malta in 4 days, bro. I feel kind of bad. He's like, don't feel bad, God. Don't feel bad. Just pick back up where you left off.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like things where your light's going to get diminished.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just pick right back up.
Just
and if you
right
feel bad, that's good. That means you care.
Exactly.
That means you care.
Mm-hmm.
So embrace that feeling and do something about it.
Yeah.
Do something about it, family.
But yeah, staple foods are good for when you're going out of town. You're not going to be around. You just want to leave, you know, those items on your altar. Now, what about programming the altar?
Mm.
We talked about things that, you know, the material that you need for an altar. So what about how you put the altar up? And then what do you do with it after it's up?
You know me, what I do is do the same thing every time. When I get there, I light the candle. I burn some sage. And while I'm doing all this, I start with the miracle prayer. As soon as I pick up the lighter, I start saying the miracle prayer, either out loud or in my head. You know, your verbal voice is powerful, but the voice in your mind is even more powerful than your verbal voice, family.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about saying it in your out loud. You can say it in your head. Either way will do.
Mm-hmm.
Either way will do, family. You want to memorize something powerful. And then you, if you don't know the miracle prayer, create your own prayer. Say that.
Mm-hmm.
I say that. I light my lighter. excuse me, my candles, I light my sage, I light my Palo Santo, and I just give thanks to all the elements, earth, wind, fire, water, metal. I give thanks to all my ancestors, known and unknown, and then I say each one of my deities' names, and I say thanks for keeping me and my family safe. After I mention each one of their names, after all this transpired, I'm like 5 minutes into my altar. And then I just, depending on what I want or what I need or how I'm feeling, I do that. If I want, let's say I want a new car, I'll give thanks for giving me the new car, ancestors. And I would see myself driving around. I know the color of the car. I'm envisioning everything as much as I can. And I throw it on my altar. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I mean, if you want a new home, get a picture of a home you want. Burn it on your altar. That's the best way to get the message over to the other side, family.
Mm-hmm.
Burn it. Burn the house down. Not your house, but.
You know, another thing, I like that idea, but another thing you can do is you want to make sure that your ancestors are living well.
Mm-hmm.
So take a picture, cut a picture out of a magazine or a book or something like that of a big, beautiful home and burn it on your altar and give that as an offering to your ancestors for them to be in in their existence.
Mm-hmm. You see a first aid kit. Burn that kit. Envision the medicine that they probably need over there and burn that. You know what I mean? Take a $20 bill. Take a picture of the 20.
We forgot about the rest of the offering.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah, I was going to get into that, but...
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, after I give thanks and I do a meditation, the last thing I do is give my offering. I ask my ancestors to take the energy from the water and take the energy from the food and do with that energy as you will. And then I take some ancestor money out. I burn that. I take some ancestor gold, which is some gold shavings on some Josh paper, and I burn that as well. And I give thanks, and I have two candles on my altar. It's like a pillar, and I envision the smoke going between the pillar over to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So when you envision things, you make it so.
You're creating
mm-hmm. it. Yeah, so just be a creator at your altar. Have fun with it. Again, this is just what we do.
You know, I was somehow I ended up in some group. I don't even know how. And someone invited me into this group.
Spirit.
Eh. Oh. And I saw a post about altars, and you know, I love talking about altars and everything. So immediately I was drawn to it. And I thought it was our spiritual group, but it wasn't. And I thought it was kind of weird because the people who are in our spiritual group range from, you know, novice to
seasoned vets,
masters. Yeah.
Bastards.
So I thought it was kind of strange to see this kind of question in the group. And I responded to it. And after I responded, I realized, oh, this isn't my group. What is this group? And the question was, how do you feel about putting yourself on your altar? Remember that?
I remember that.
And I responded with, you know, I've always had myself on my altar. Ever since I started my altar, I put a picture of my family, me, my husband, and my daughter, you know, and other family members that are alive, my mother, my sisters, you know, their children. I put my whole family on the altar pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the girls responded saying, well, that was taboo. You never put yourself on an altar. And I didn't argue with it. I just said, you know, hey, okay, whatever. So a lot of people feel like having yourself or having living people on an altar that has ancestors and deities on it is taboo.
Mm.
You want to give your 2 cents on it?
Yeah. For them, it is taboo. So in their paradigm, it's bad. But in ours, it isn't. And it works for us.
Mm.
I've had a strange relationship with people that are living. And when I put them on my altar, the relationship got better.
Yes.
Because I was feeding their higher selves mm-hmm. and their lower selves. And when they thought about me subconsciously, they're like, wow, I love you. Thank you. But they didn't know why. They didn't know why.
Right.
So if you believe, for you, it is. Someone can tell me the sky is blue, but if I look up and it's green, for me, it's green.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple, family. Do with your altar as you will.
Exactly.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone's got like a taboo or pessimistic view of reality, let them keep their limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Let them keep it. I don't try to coerce anyone to believe in themselves as this god or goddess. I let people stay where they are until they realize it themselves.
You want to fight for your limitations? You get to keep them.
You get to keep them every time.
So another taboo thing that often comes up, and we get lots of questions on this one as well, is combining the deities and the ancestors on one altar.
Don't do it, baby!
The deities, the gods, need their own altar.
That's what we've been told.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong. Well, I'm not going to say wrong. I'm being like them, weren't I?
Lord Jesus!
Who is them?
No.
Jesus! No, but our opinion, why not have them all on the same altar?
You know what? I don't put my family members on the same tier that my
no,
deities are on.
No, you don't want to put, well,
yeah,
we don't
we
put
don't.
Them on the same
we
tier.
Don't. Because I don't see deities walking around here with me right now. But I see my family.
Uh-huh.
When I think of deities, they're usually above us, right?
Except they're gods.
They're gods. So,
so
show them that respect.
You
want to
definitely have them up high. You want to have your family members in the middle. You mean you want to have your offerings and your staple foods and, you know, trinkets and things like that, you know, towards the bottom.
I'm going to do a show about this. After this show, I'm going to do a YouTube video about this, the deities on the altar and their importance.
That'd be good.
But I'm going to give you guys the reason why we have deities on our altar.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put deities on our altar because they look good. We put deities on our altar because they represent that deity. And when you have a deity on that altar, the deity's energy will come to your altar in its form.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll look at you. Mm-hmm. Through the eyes of the deity, they will look at you. They'll see how diligent you are taking care of your ancestors. They don't need anything. The deities don't need nothing. What can you give a god?
You don't have to give them anything, but you can.
Yeah, I was about
mm-hmm.
to tell
Go
you
ahead.
That.
Mm-hmm.
But they look at you being so diligent, taking care of your ancestors, and then they'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to single out one of the deities, find out what that deity likes, and you give it to him as an offering so you can connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they do like things, and you can give them things even though they don't need anything. I don't need any new shoes, but if someone gives me some new shoes, I'm like, you know what? You've made a new best friend. You know what I mean? It's just as simple as that.
Exactly.
I got a bunch of shoes around
here. Yeah, you do.
Well, if someone wants to give me some more, I'm like, well, thank you, new best friend. How can I help you? How can I be of service to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, it's
and that's
that
what
simple.
Happens. When someone gives you something, you feel if you're a good person, you feel obligated to pay them back.
Yeah.
And that's how it works with the offerings on the altar.
Exactly.
One thing that I do on my altar is I have a representation of the sun above my altar. And the sun represents the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to do this. This is just something that I heard the master say once, and I thought it was an amazing idea, and I went out and I did it.
It makes your altar look beautiful.
It does.
You know, I don't have a representation of the sun like you do, but I have Ra, and
mm-hmm.
he's the god of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And he's beautiful.
We got a caller on the line, so I'm going to bring them through.
Give me some water, baby. I'm thirsty.
Caller from the 513-638. Peace. I know who this is.
Who that be? What's good, Sister Jane? The legend herself, Jasmine. Always a pleasure to have you.
Definitely. Much love, sis. What's good?
How you? Nothing, just calling in to say hello, and hello.
Hey.
Sending my love.
We accepting it.
Oh,
enjoying
yeah.
this show about altars. You know, I love my altar. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, y'all helped me build my first altar.
Mm.
I remember that.
I remember
how much your altar has changed and grown as you've changed and grown, too.
Yes,
so.
Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to add some more to it. But yeah, it has definitely grown.
That's
since
winning right there.
It
mm-hmm. It's growing along with you.
Along. Mm-hmm.
as you grow your altar, you got to say it's growing with, along with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
What do you always say?
I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You
said that your altar is a physical representation of your spirituality.
And
mm-hmm.
That's it. That's so true.
Yeah.
I remember you had a lot of questions in the beginning about where should it go? What should I put on it? What do I do? And we were wanting to help you, but we wanted you to figure it out on your own. So we were giving you a little bit of information, but we wanted you to kind of figure it out on your own. And
mm-hmm.
when you did, it was just a beautiful thing.
When I first put my altar up, I put it up because y'all were doing this, I was like, I'm just going to do it. But I never really researched
mm-hmm.
inside myself
mm-hmm.
on why I really wanted an altar. So when I took it down and put it up again after I took Ali's class, the master class,
mm-hmm.
that's when it really blossomed after that.
Mm-hmm.
Your gifts took off too.
Y'all taught me so much about often. Yeah.
Well,
actually, my gift kind of kicked in after I put my altar up. It seems like it kind of accelerated things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I noticed that night that I gave my first offering, I had some visitors. So that's kind of how it went. Yeah.
You want to share your page, Jazz, for those who are listening?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. If anyone would like to book a reading with me, my website is www.jazzthemedium.com. If you have any questions about my reading, you can always shoot me an email. My email address is jazzthemedium@gmail.com. Book your reading, and you can book it online and schedule it, and we can make it happen.
She's the truth, family. Whenever I hear anyone talking about they wish they can connect with some deceased or transition and family members, I always throw them at Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back slobbing like, she's the truth. She's the truth. Oh, my God. I'm like, I already know. You ain't got to keep saying it. I'm like, God, I know. I told you. Told you.
Right.
Oh, my God. Jazz is amazing. I'm like, I tried to tell you. Well, those listening in the future, you better look up Jazz the Medium.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, I found my passion, and I love doing it. A lot of times I notice that I'm connecting people with their loved ones. It not only helps them, but it helps me. So I've grown from it, too. So
beautiful.
You know, you get on the phone with somebody to help them, and they end up helping you more than you even know.
Right.
Or giving you more than you even know. So it's definitely a blessing to connect with so many people.
One thing that I've noticed since you've had your altar up and since you've been embracing your gifts is you just seem like you got more spunk. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You seem like you got more spunk. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. I love it. You know, I'm happy for you.
I believe that your spiritual path, it forces you to look at yourself. And when you look at yourself, you find strength that you never knew you had. And that strength just kind of gives you a spunk. It helps you not to be so afraid to tell people no, or, you know what I'm saying, or not do things that you don't want to do, or not put up with things you wouldn't necessarily put up with. It just gives you a strength.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
That's one
definitely.
Thing about our crew. We don't have no spiritual punks in our crew. We strong around here.
Yeah, we are.
We like spiritual ultimate warriors shaking the top rope, screaming, we can help you. People might not know who the ultimate warrior is. I'm getting kind of old.
You are old.
I'm sorry, family.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for calling in, sis. We appreciate the love, as always.
Always. Always.
I love you guys.
We love you, girl.
Okay. And I'm ready when y'all are. I'm ready when y'all are.
Yeah, we got to
go.
Next weekend?
I'm ready
next
now.
Week? Okay.
Next
you ready?
Week.
Next Monday?
I'm in.
Okay.
Okay.
Next Monday.
Cool.
I'm ready.
I'm
ready.
I'm
ready.
We're going to announce it at the end of the show then, and I'll hit you up later.
I'm ready to work, okay?
All right. Cool beans.
Man,
we're going to make it happen. All right.
Peace and love, sis.
Peace
and love, sis. Look back. Around your forehead, girl. That's real. I'm making a video tonight on YouTube. Jazz and Medium is going to be on. I'm going to do a show about Jazz and Medium tonight. Like, you know, I got this written back. Jazz and Medium. Really? Real talk, man? You put her name and YouTube page, not YouTube page, but website all on my post. Yeah, man. I like my family to win.
Yeah.
I remember when Ali was like pulling me by the bottom lip, like, come on, bro. Get something going. Get your website up. Write a book. Do everything I'm doing today. I don't think there's any more he can tell me to do other than sell some sage.
We got more callers on the line.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry,
we'll bring them through.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to stop. Caller from the 646-943. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening, good evening. How you guys are doing? Divine Chris, this is Jesus speaking.
What's going on, bro?
How's everything with you guys, man? This is Caesar from New York.
What's going on? Oh, what's going on,
guys?
What's up, bro?
How you doing?
How's everything with you? I'm doing very good. And yourself?
Winning?
Great.
Winning as usual?
Good, good, good. That's good. I'm glad to hear everybody is winning. But I just want to talk about a little bit about my altar. And,
sure.
You know, I've just been dealing with the altar. I've been dealing with the altar for like about 2 years. And, man, it's
okay.
Just been it's been so beautiful for me. You know, I've been following Ali. And I've just been following his lead, telling me what to do, what not to do. And it's just been a beautiful experience. And the most important thing for me personally, is just connecting with my ancestors. One thing I would have wished is that I would have actually get to meet my grandparents. Unfortunately, I never got to meet my grandparents. And the only way for me to connect with my grandparents is the altar. And to be honest with you, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit sentimental here. It's just been beautiful because they're leading me into things that I never knew that I can do, you know. And it was just my aunt's birthday on Saturday, and I did something really really special for her. It was her 58th birthday, and you know I just did my regular routine, but this Saturday when I gave her my offering, I gave her a cake. I provided her everything that she needs. And all I heard was her say thank you.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just
man, I love it.
It's just like something that I would have never thought it would happen. And to be judged. And actually to be judged because you have a certain type of practice that you do, it kind of hurts. But as long as I have my ancestors and my deities behind me, that's the most important thing. And they've been helping me out, you know. They've helped me out with this reality, you know. So I just wanted to say, like, you know, people that's out there, man, just try to get yourself an altar if you want to manifest your reality for the better good, you know. So
definitely.
That's about it, man. That's about it.
Hey,
that's huge. I really appreciate you calling in with that because I went through a similar thing. I didn't know a lot of my grandparents and family members or anything either, and it was almost like an instant connection. My grandfather, my great-great-grandfather kept showing up for me. He was showing up. He was appearing. His name was being thrown out everywhere for me. I mean, it's just... It's a beautiful thing when you make that divine connection with your ancestors. And
definitely.
I remember I called into a show like this And I was full of emotion and everything, too. I started crying because it's such a powerful feeling. I'm getting chills just thinking about it now. It's
Definitely.
Such a powerful feeling, and the confirmation behind it is just, it's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely needed.
Definitely, you know, and I just like that. It's just been a beautiful thing for me, you know. I honestly feel like they've been protecting me, they've been guiding me,
mm-hmm.
you know. But at the same time, I am showing them my respect to them. You know, I'm limiting the things that I do and stuff like that. Just all that out of respect. Just all that out of respect.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a question regarding. I have a question. To ask regarding on the author, because I am being very, very creative with my author. And my question is, I actually just purchased the Angel Success Certification medallion from Cairo.
Wow.
It was actually for my birthday, which is in the next 2 weeks. Is it okay if I place my medallion on top of my author?
Yeah.
Just to leave it there, like when I'm actually on the run and stuff like that, like when I'm actually on my work, because I don't like to bring it with me, because I might do say something. Like you said, I don't want to disrespect the medallion like that. So
right. And what you're doing is smart until you like can refrain from like drinking or cursing while the medallion's on your person. It's good to keep it on your altar, and it will protect your ancestors. And whenever you have an angel of sanctification, you hold it in your right hand,
mm-hmm.
and you say your prayers,
okay.
it gets to your ancestors that much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
It's going to get to
gotcha.
Your ancestors that much quicker. You're in the Master Accelerator program, so send me a message, and I got something for you, bro.
Yeah, AOS is powerful. It's very powerful.
Very
Make sure you wear it at least 1 hour out the day, though.
Mm-hmm.
Close to
your car if you can.
Mm-hmm. I usually would sleep with it.
It's great to sleep
with
it.
Yeah, I usually sleep with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
sleep
usually put it around my
night.
Neck and I just sleep. Okay, cool. So I'm on the right page. But yeah, I usually would just sleep with it. And when it's time for me to go to work, I just take it off. And, I have another question, too.
Sure.
Another question. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
As many as you need, bro.
All right. Thank you. Much respect.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if I say a prayer in the morning, how many prayers can you say to your altar? I usually do it like once a day, usually in the nighttime. But is it okay if I do it like in the morning?
Indefinite.
You can do it whenever you want.
Even if you ain't there. I carry a picture on my altar along with me, and the picture holds the energy from which the picture was taken. So, like, if I'm traveling, I can't physically take my altar. I take a picture of my altar. I have a session in wherever I am.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pray as much as you want. You cannot give enough good prayers to your altar and your ancestors.
Right.
But one thing I do want to tell you, most of the prayers that the human give to our ancestors, if you give it and you're not around your altar or you don't have any protection with you, certain entities will eat those prayers up, bro. So it's good to reach out to like an angel like Gabriel and let him know, please make sure my prayers make it to the desired people or whatever you're praying for.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the angel
to
make sure your prayers make it. And that's what they do. They're here to serve us,
mm-hmm.
not to fly around and look pretty. But they're here to serve us. All we have to do is ask, and they're waiting for us to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And your angel of sanctification, it's like the equivalent to a level one cleansing, bro. So you're going to start feeling different.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start feeling like a god.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
Thank you. I think within the next 2 days, that's when I started feeling the difference in me when I started wearing the medallion. I was just really a little bit more confident in myself. You know, I'm expressing myself more differently just by writing and just speaking to people on the regular, you know, just opening it up, you know. So
You're welcome, bro. It's definitely going to raise your vibration and it's going to elevate your awareness. You're going to feel more compassionate. you may see a little baby and they start seeing your light smiling and reaching out just to touch it, their parents are going to pull them away because it's going to feel a little strange. But
yeah.
You're going to notice animals looking at you different. And you're just going to be more aware
yeah.
of all the creator's sentient beings.
Mm.
That's real, bro.
Okay.
Proud
okay.
of you, too.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
It's
you
great
so much.
To have any tool by the master, but when you get a
powerful
tier, powerful one like the AOS, what Chris say? Winning.
Winning.
yeah. But I sincerely want to thank you guys for the motivation and for the you guys' leadership. You know, you guys, Chris, I know you just opened up your YouTube channel and I just been following it, and it's just like, man, very, very inspirational. Very, very inspirational.
Thanks, bro.
You know,
I'm gonna give you a shout
so,
out today, bro.
Okay, thank you.
You already know.
Thank you. So, all right, guys. So, you guys have a beautiful evening, okay? Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too.
Much good, love.
Brother. Peace and love.
Peace
okay.
and love.
Yeah, Seasons in the Master Accelerator Program, SIleemyers.com. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready to grow and want to be around a family of masters or masters in training, that's where you need to be, family.
And another place you want to be, especially if you want some real spiritual heat. When I say heat, I mean heat. You want to check out tybro.com, TYBRO.com. And please, I implore you, find Master Mitchell Gibson.
Oh, stop the show.
What was that?
I don't have my air horn because you don't like that sound.
I hate that thing. Go ahead.
But Master Dr. Mitchell Gibson, I call him Father.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most profound, influential, spiritual guru on earth right now, family.
Mm-hmm.
He's everyone else's guru. You think of a guru, our master is their guru.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, if you want to grow spiritually, family, look him up. Go on YouTube and just stalk him in
yeah.
a good way.
Yeah.
Because just
way.
Reading his words is going to elevate your consciousness. Hearing his voice is going to expand your awareness and consciousness. Meeting him in person is going to change your molecular structure on a quantum level.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't implore people enough to find this gentleman, this
mm-hmm.
God. He's not human.
Sure isn't. He's shown us many times.
Do you have more callers on there?
Yes, we have one more caller.
Okay.
Caller from the 513-550. Peace. I know who this is.
Peace and blessings, fam. It's Chakra Zulu.
What's good, brother?
I'm feeling good. I feel a lot of joy. I feel a lot
That's
of joy.
That.
I feel a lot of joy. And I feel this joy because I remember when you were getting on me about getting my altar up. And you was on me. You gave
the
me
spiritual
so,
bully.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Warrior buddy for real.
Right.
he was on me about that. And I remember the day you came up to my job to give me ancestral money for my altar. And I looked up and there was a hawk flying above my head. There was a girl that was going into work, and she just stopped me and was just like, I just had a rough morning today. How do I look today? And I was like, sister, you look beautiful. And she was like, thank you. And so then I came over to the car with you, and we sat in the car. I think that was our first time seeing each other in like two or three years, right?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 years, yeah.
We sat in the car,
wow.
and we was just talking, and you gave me the ancestral money. And then, like, the next day, matter of fact, no, that very same day, that morning, a girl that I sat with, I had just told her I was a Prince fan, and this was before Prince had transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, that same day you gave me that ancestral money, she gave me Around the World in a Day, the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, same day. So then I think within that week, remember I told you I went to Chick-fil-A and I was in the drive-thru line and there was like two morning doves on the back of this SUV in front of me. And it was like they were looking at me. And I took a picture.
I'm
like, people ain't going to believe this. Not too long after, I had bought my first crystals.
I'm sorry, I had to go there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Not yet. So I got me some crystals. I bought my first crystals. I bought them that not too long after. Then Prince ended up like transitioning the day after I buried my crystals in my backyard. So when he transitioned, that's when I was like, you know what? Maybe all these different synchronicities, maybe it's time I get my altar up. And around that time, I didn't have joy. I thought I had joy, but I didn't have joy. I was trying to make my son blink. You know, I had a lot of things going on at that time as far as work. I wasn't happy about that, just, you know, going through the ups and downs of life. And once I put that altar up, everything changed. Me and Jasmine got on a deeper spiritual level. I met Liddy, and we got on a deeper spiritual level. We were hitting up the mound, you know, and we were seeing things manifest. And then I just started hitting a winning streak. And the crazy thing about it is, the whole time that I had my altar up, I was giving more than I was asking for anything.
Yeah.
I just was giving thanks to the ancestors. Like, I'm happy to meet you. I'm here. You know, I feel you. I've always felt your presence. I've always seen repeating numbers, angelic numbers, 1111 all the time, 111, 222, 333, 444, 555. Like, I would see these numbers and things all day, so I knew they were communicating with me, and it felt so empowering. It felt so empowering to be able to give them, to be able to burn ancestral money and give offerings to them, and to sage and to burn Palo Santo, and, you know, just the whole thing. It was very therapeutic, and it brought me joy. And once I added my deities to the altar, you know, Divine Queen, it came over, and she was like, you don't have any women on your altar. I do need some women on my altar. I went and bought a big old Osset, and I went and bought Oshun because I wanted to bring more feminine energy into my aura to balance out my masculine energy. And since then, I can say that there has definitely been a change. And I
definitely
thank you all for helping to guide me to the light and not giving up on me.
No, we ain't gonna never give up on
I'll
you.
Never
bro.
Give up on you, Chakra Zulu.
Brother D. Starseed. King U. I mean, we can just keep going with that.
Just don't say the government.
Just don't say the government.
But
you kept getting on me like, bro, you got your altar up. You didn't stop.
Nope.
And I'm glad that you didn't. I'm glad you didn't.
I don't know why I'm so. It's just that I knew that it's going to be. And then when I care about people, I'm gonna empower them to win for themselves.
Exactly.
And he's been winning ever since, making more money than ever.
Yep.
Amazing job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Daughter doing good.
Yeah. Daughter doing great. Won at college. He's just winning, man.
Winning.
Radio show, bro. Talk about your radio show, bro.
Oh, well, myself, Chris Enlighten, and brother Arthur Say Morris, we have a show called The Powers That See, and we'll be having a show coming on this Wednesday at 8:00 on Blog Talk Radio. The phone number, I don't have it on because we just set up the website. I apologize. I wanted to call in because I was on my way in the lodge. But being that we was talking about altars and that was really what reconnected us after all that time, and then I just saw a change in my life, I just had to call in, man. I just had to call in.
Well, I'm glad you called in, bro.
To you and the Divine Queen.
I'm glad you called in, bro.
Me too, bro.
All right.
Me too, because I'm infinitely thankful. Seven? Yes. Yes.
So, winning all day.
All day. I'm just infinitely thankful to you all. I'm thankful for your energy, and I'm just proud to call y'all my friends, man. Thank you. And my spiritual fam.
All day.
Definitely.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
Brother about to blow up, yeah. Just why? You got a book coming out soon?
Man. Oh, yes. Ancient Starseed coming soon.
Ooh,
yes, Ancient Starseed coming soon. I'm on a podcast with two authors. I can't help but to get published. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So, Ancient Starseed would be a book of poems. Right. Mm-hmm. Look, you was on me about the author. Now you on me about the book. Like, I'm on it.
That's winning all day, man. That's what we do.
All day. Don't get comfortable. Mm. You don't let me get comfortable, and I love it.
I won't.
Right.
But if I could tell the listeners out there anything, you know, if you're on the fence about doing your altar, I'm just saying, just do it. Your ancestors would be thankful, you know. Don't do it and be selfish. Do it and be selfless. Give yourself to your people and make your intentions pure. Don't do it to try to get something. Make your intentions pure. And you will multiply your blessings that way. When you give more, you get more. It's just the way the universe works.
That's real.
That is. That's true all day.
Amen. So I'm sure I know y'all got to close out the show and everything, but thank you all for allowing me to just share my experience with my altar with the world. And like I say, if y'all don't have an altar up, get you an altar up and you'll start winning. Trust me.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Deep has spoken. That's real.
That is real.
You will win.
That's the common denominator. Everyone wins when they put their altar up.
Everyone wins.
I don't know anybody who's not winning that has their altar up. I don't know anybody that's losing with their altar up.
I don't.
And I know thousands of people with their altar up. Mm-hmm. And they're all winning.
They are.
You can't lose. Like even people, like it's helped me to understand the transition better. It's people who have transitioned since I've gotten my altar up, and I feel more connected to them now than I did ever.
Yes.
You know, I feel closer to them. They're with me. You know.
Yes.
They're thankful. You know, I feel good when I sit down on my altar and I have different things on my altar that I knew they liked in this physical realm, and I feel their presence. I love that. They're always there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's so real.
That is real.
Me and my father weren't really close in real life, but now that he's transitioned, that's my dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be like that. When people transition, they no longer have the ego anymore. They're not working from their human mindset.
Mm-hmm.
They're working from an ongoing standpoint. So they just, they understand their everything pretty much, you know.
That brings up a good question that someone messaged me with. What about people who you didn't have a good relationship with? And Chris, you had.
Were you asking me?
Yeah, I'll ask you to chime in. But Chris, you had your father. I had an uncle. You know. Chakra, I'm sure you have someone in your family. And when you do, it doesn't matter. You don't want to judge them for the things that they've done in their earthly realm, in their physical selves, because they signed up to do those things. books.
Right.
And we signed up to go through it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to let that go. You guys want to add in on something?
Go ahead, Charco.
Yeah. As difficult as it is, I've had people who, when I first started my new job, there I had a difficult supervisor. And I actually, and you know me, they don't, but I'm the type of person, if you do me wrong or if I feel you shady, ooh-wee, I burn you up in my mind. You know, I don't have to give you my energy in the physical, but I you don't exist to me. But it was different. Once I got my altar up, difficult people, I burned offerings to their higher selves. And what I found when I did that, they moved around. In the physical realm, the people who are alive, they moved around. I won't say difficult relationship with my brother, but me and my brother are 10 years apart. And my brother's shy, and I'm not. I was more of a reader, and he was more comfortable playing sports. But I have the size that he didn't have in sports. So it's just some inner issues there, not for me, but that he's working through. And I put him on my altar, and our relationship has gotten much better than it used to be. It used to be really bad, and it's gotten a whole lot better, a whole lot better. And it's still working. We're still working on it, but it's gotten a whole lot better since I put him on my altar. So you have to, if you are going to your altar and you're praying to your higher self and other people's higher selves, things around you in your physical realm will rearrange in your favor. But you have to believe it. Magic is nothing if you don't believe it.
That's it.
That's so true. That's so true.
Yeah. Fact. Trust me, family. Swallow your pride and burn some money for them people that's difficult in your life. Because they might be difficult to make you, to sharpen you. Steel sharpens steel. You have to have friction to be better. Going through life easy and not getting no bumps and not getting no bruises, you're not really going to appreciate it. You have to kind of have some things. You know, the hero has to have conflict to be a hero. Otherwise, he's not a hero. If you're a healer, then you're going to attract broken people. That's because you can't heal people who are already healed. You're going to attract broken people, and you got to know how to deal with it. You either got to accept being a healer or you need to just not accept being a healer and just avoid people. But if you're a healer, you're going to attract broken people. And instead of taking it personal, look at what the symptoms are and see if you can diagnose it and treat it.
Listen to Brother D.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Jeez,
like,
man.
Sound like you've been hanging around some guy.
I know, man. I already <like, geez. laughs> I'm waiting.
Hey, y'all elevate my consciousness, man. You are who you hang around, brother and sister. You are who you hang around, and this is my crew.
That's real, man. That's so real. But yeah, you just sound different, confident, and just, you know what you're talking about. You just, you know, he's talking some real talk over here. I have nothing to say. He said it all. You know? He said it all.
Yeah, I love y'all, man. I love,
we love
y'all,
you,
man. Y'all help me. Y'all help me to evolve past what I thought was a comfortable level. And like you just told me yesterday, if you're not going through a level of discomfort, you're not growing.
All right.
You know,
I'm glad that stuck. That stuck, yes. You know, I know you were just brushing your teeth like, man, this is too comfortable. I got to change up my teeth stroke.
I shared a post on Instagram saying that same thing. I asked the question, are you happy or are you just comfortable?
Are you alive or are you just living? Are you living a dream or are you dreaming a living?
Man, that's one thing that happens when you go on a spiritual team. You just start coming out with these spiritual bars. When we get together, it's a lot of I'm gonna start recording though.
make you scrunch your face up like, ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember back when we used to go to Ali's house, we had those bills.
Oh, man.
We were there for like 8 hours. He was like, God, y'all got the best one-liners. It was like, it was like everybody was just rubbing these bars, man. Yeah. Like, man.
Bars.
Said, there be light. It was like, whoa. It was just like, man, bar after bar.
But you know, and I say this, and this would be the last thing I say, though, but when you rid yourself of ego as much as possible and allow yourself to be a vessel, then you speak God. You know what I'm saying? You have no choice but to speak God, speak God language when you get out of your own way. And when you're at your altar, that's what we must understand, is that you are a vessel. You're asking these certain energies to come through you, to empower you to move through this realm. So you have to get out of your own way. You have to get your ego out the way. You can't ask Tahuti or Shango or Oshun or Aset or Heru or, you know, Asar or any of them to empower you if you can't get out of your own way.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Facts.
I love y'all, man.
Man.
We love you too.
Love this dude, man. Love this guy. That's few people that I answer the phone when they call, and he's one of them. Some people call up like, man, I ain't talking to that guy. I'm not talking to you. Yeah, let's be comfortable talking on the phone, brother.
And I appreciate you, fam. I appreciate you too.
You already know, God.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and finish out. No problem.
No problem.
Bro. Thank you.
Peace and love. Talk to you soon.
Peace and love.
Brother Deep, man.
Brother Deep.
So, I don't know. I think we've covered a lot of stuff. Only thing I can think of that we didn't cover, and Shocker kind of reminded me of it when he mentioned buying crystals.
Yeah.
No crystals on an altar. You want to tell the fam why we feel there should be no crystals on an altar?
The reason why we feel that no crystals should be on the altar, because crystals are like flash drives, but they take energy. They take energy that you give, and they take energy that you're getting. So if you're giving prayers and energy from the food and the water to your ancestors, the crystals are going to be receptors to that as well, and they're going to take a portion of that energy. And the light and the gifts and the energy that your ancestors provide you, they will take some of those up as well. So we advise not to have crystals on the altar. And I know some people say, well, I love my crystals. Go ahead. But if you have a deity that's made out of a crystal, it's not the same, because the deity takes form of whatever the crystal is if it's in its image.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just like a crystal rock or anything like that, or just in its raw form or tumbled, please remove it from your altar. Please remove it from your altar. We have an altar for just crystals in the other room. Nothing but crystals on his altar.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to receive as many, as much energy and love for your ancestors and make sure they're getting what you're giving, take the crystals off.
You hit the nail on the head, because you know people are going to be mad at us. What do you mean no crystals on the altar?
It looks pretty.
But my crystals work for me.
Go ahead. Some people like dirty water, and it will nourish you.
I mean, you know, to each his own.
Yeah, to each his own. I'm sorry for using a dirty water reference.
But we don't rock with crystals. We don't rock with rocks on the altar.
Ooh. But we got crystals on right now, though. We rocks with crystals. Just not on our altar.
Oh, I do have a crystal on.
Yeah,
it's my master ring on.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, it's fine.
A lot of people don't know the power within crystals.
Nah.
See, when crystals are in the earth, they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
Crystals are like the first internet
mm-hmm.
for higher beings.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get extracted from the internet, from the earth, they keep a small portion of that energy. but they're not as strong as they once were when they were in the earth. And what crystals do is pull out what's already within you. The crystal doesn't hold all the power. You do. It's like a magnet, and it's pulling out certain energies within. That's why when your chakras are off balance or whatever, you put a crystal with the same color of your chakra, it helps balance them because it puts it in place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying anything against crystals. We love crystals. Crystals are great level one tools.
Mm-hmm.
But I assure you, if some real danger was coming your way and you say, be gone with this crystal, it'll laugh at you. It will laugh at you.
Be gone with this amethyst.
Yeah, it will laugh at you. So what we're saying is invest in real spiritual tools.
Mm-hmm.
And the best place we know is typo.com.
TYPR.com.
Yeah. That we know. I'm not saying it's the only place. But that's for what we recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're into crystals, you're into anything for your altar, the best place that we know is lshop.com. L9shop.com.
L9shop.com.
I mean, whenever a master of anything sells something, it's good to get it from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we rocks with L9shop.com and we rock with Tybro.com. That's just who we rocks with. And it's who we've been winning ever since.
Facts.
You want to be a winner? You heard what I said.
I said what I said. So, I don't have anything else to talk about. I probably will think of some things once we in the show, but we can say that for
YouTube video.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, fam, we want to thank you so much for calling in and for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
For the callers who called in, we thank you. We love you.
We love you.
And we will see you next Monday, 7:00 Eastern Time, where we will have
Jazz the Medium.
What? Y'all better call in and get your
red.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I don't know what you're gonna say. I was
gonna say your red, but I was like, that don't even sound right.
I said
and
it
then
anyway.
You said it.
Yeah, get your red.
Get yourself red.
Get
there
yourself
you
red. I thought you were gonna use some barnyard vernacular. I was like,
I don't use barnyard vernacular.
I don't anymore.
No.
Me neither.
I'm a god.
Same here.
Well, fam, be on the lookout for advertisement coming up on the next Twin Flame Radio Show. As I stated earlier, we will have Jazz the Medium. She will be live doing readings. You heard it here first. Twin Flame Radio, 7:00 Eastern Time. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris Enlightened.
And we are out.
Au revoir.
Peace and love, fam.